This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Your source for information on the news talk radio scene is the Talk Radio Countdown Show and the Talk Radio Review. In this hour, the DJV program will bring to you, through the courtesy and the knowledge of Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner and me, Doug Steffen, an overview of these stories and the people on the people list. The work has been done for the last week. Let's see, January 25th to 29th. Last week of January, here we go. People list, ladies, you ready? Larry King, no surprise there, at number 10. Vladimir Putin, no surprise there, number 9. Ted Cruz, cruising into the number 8 spot. Liz Cheney at 7. What do we think about Liz Cheney? And the way, you know,
I think she's going to lose in 2 years. I think she's got some problems ahead.
Really? Because just because she didn't like Trump?
I think because she spoke out, or she voted for the constitutionality of the impeachment, which I think a lot of conservatives feel it's unconstitutional. I think not even conservatives. I think a lot of people feel that it is unconstitutional. And so I think that she's already got a primary opponent. I think that there are already more than half of Republicans who are challenging her leadership position within the party. So I think it's going to be a tough couple of years for her.
She's the only one. Well, who else in the Cheney family got into politics? Anybody? They had a couple of kids, didn't they? Dick Cheney and
there were a couple of kids, but yeah. I don't know if I'm not sure what the political trajectory of the others were. But
mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. 6, Marjorie Taylor Greene. That name means absolutely nothing to me. Who is
QAnon.
Marjorie?
QAnon whack job.
Well, she's a representative who, has tweeted out and sent out a lot of posts about the Q, but she's also the person who filed articles of impeachment against Biden on day one, which is why she's
a nut job.
What was her basis for that? I'm just curious. Like, what did she cite?
Well, what was the basis for them doing it to Trump over
the years? I'm just saying, but that's not my question. My question is, what were the actual charges? Because we know insurrection was the charges against Trump. What were the charges?
Yeah. So here's the thing. So I don't know, maybe you don't remember, but Al Green, who is a Democrat, a huge Trump critic from Texas, would file articles of impeachment against Trump almost all the time. They never went anywhere, but he would file them for all kinds of reasons and did it right after he came into office. And so, like I said, it doesn't even matter what they were because they're not going anywhere.
But this woman did it before Biden even got sworn in, right?
Yeah, they did. Once he got sworn in. That's what they did to Trump, too. In fact, the famous headline after President Trump was sworn in, I think it was the New York Times, maybe it was the Washington Post, but one of the big newspapers of record said the impeachment of President Trump begins now. And so,
on,
you know, this
God
is the problem
sakes.
When impeachment becomes political. It becomes a game of tit for tat.
Yeah, try to ruin your country in 10 easy lessons. All right, and so who's there's another nut job, freshman congressman, Republican woman, who's getting a lot of attention, but I can't remember her name either. Who do you remember? She's dark hair, glasses. Yeah, there's another one.
I don't know.
There's another one.
This is the only one that I've seen getting headlines.
Number 5, Schumer and Pelosi. They get too many headlines as far as I'm concerned. Number 4, Dr. Fauci, there's a lot of stuff still boiling about him. The highest paid person in the federal government. And there is still a question or now.
Connections to the coronavirus.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So what are they, Jennifer? You want to rehash them quickly for people
briefly,
who didn't hear the story?
Yeah, it's a long story, so I'll try to be as brief as I can. But 10 years ago, there was a study going on with ferrets that have similar respiratory systems to human beings, and they were investigating viruses, and they were investigating coronaviruses specifically. And so one of the things that they were trying to do was to create this super virus that would be spread through the air so that they could figure out ways to vaccinate against it.
What's wrong with this picture?
This was during the Obama administration. The Obama administration said, this is too dangerous, we're shutting this down. So they shut it down. Well, Dr. Fauci at the National Institute of Health publicly took to an op-ed and was trying to make the case that this is the kind of research that's dangerous but worth the risk, essentially, was, I think, the title of his op-ed. And he kept it going using the money that was given to the National Institute of Health, and they kept working on this virus. So the reason the virus has those spikes is because it was manipulated by a laboratory, essentially. That laboratory happened to be the one in Wuhan where the virus escaped. Now, whether the virus intentionally escaped or accidentally escaped, the reason we have such a severe version of a coronavirus is because of the manipulation that can be tied directly to the money and research dollars given by Fauci and the National Institute of Health.
Got to wonder where our priorities are. Don't you wonder that after this? Our money goes to help fund research on something that's being used to kill us. Thank you, Dr. Fauci. Thank you to the leaders of Chinese Communist Party. Wonderful. Number three, Mitch McConnell. Number two, Donald Trump. Anybody what? McConnell, and what's his tune has changed somewhat. Is that because he's a political realist? What's the reason for his
McConnell?
Tune?
McConnell?
Yeah. His tune has changed.
Well, I think he's saying that he's not one of the Republicans who said that, you know, he wants to hear the evidence, I guess, of the Senate trial, although he voted this week that the impeachment was actually unconstitutional. There were only five Republicans who said that it was constitutional to move forward with an impeachment of a past president, and he was not on that list. Mm-hmm. But certainly he's also been doing a lot of power struggling with Chuck Schumer about the filibuster, and that probably puts him on the list in that position.
All right, so what did Biden say about the filibuster this week?
Circle
isn't
back.
It's a Senate tradition, right? That you can.
The filibuster allows for basically things to be passed with 67 members of Congress having to approve stuff, not a simple majority. Mm-hmm. Back in 2007, I want to say, Harry Reid, now 2008, I think. Whenever Obama was in the White House and Harry Reid was the leader of the Senate, that year was the year that, yeah, Harry Reid said, we want to end the filibuster on judicial appointees because they wanted to pass through the judges and the nominees that Obama was pushing through. So they ended the filibuster, making it just a simple majority to put in judges. Now, fast forward to the years of Trump, and Democrats were all ticked off that Trump was able to pass through judges with a simple majority. Well, you can thank Harry Reid primarily for that because that's exactly who changed the rule. So now Democrats want to change the rule again because they want to make Puerto Rico a state. They want to make D.C. a state. They want to pack the court, and they don't want to.
Which side is Biden on? Biden wants to keep it the old way.
He won't tell you. He just flirts.
I think he has commented.
No, I think he did too. I thought he did. He wanted to keep it the way it was. That is 67. That's right.
I've been watching every single White House press briefing, and Psaki has been saying that it's for the Senate to figure out. It's for the Senate to figure out, and it will not have Biden take a position on it.
He's taken a position, I guarantee you that, because I've seen it.
He's against ending it, because I'm just looking here. 2 days ago, the New York Times, there's an article, Why Aren't Progressives Pressuring Biden on the Filibuster? I think it's a President Biden's commitment to keeping the Senate filibuster is angering some.
Old-time member of the Senate. He's not.
But I don't think he's.
He said a lot of things on the campaign trail that have proven not to be true. Like he said, I won't ban fracking. He said that Antifa was an ideology.
He hasn't banned fracking. He isn't going to. He's transitioning. Well, he's been very. I don't know. I mean. This is crazy to me. He's been very linear with a lot of his statements, and he has said that he is not against fracking. He wants to transition away from it. He said that a million times. I've watched.
He also said he also was running a democracy if he were elected, that he wouldn't sign a lot of executive orders, and now we're up to like 30 executive orders. So a lot of things I think get said on the campaign trail that maybe don't peter.
That's
Mexico
true.
Mexico never paid for the
exists.
Wall. That's true. Mexico still owes us for the wall. So
not if you count the money we made from the USMCA, because that's
number. What's the USMCA?
The trade deal that blew out NAFTA.
Oh. Okay. Number one on the people list is Joe Biden. All right. So we've been through the names. We got some comments to think about. Help yourself. You can comment also. Jay's going to work some of this stuff on social media at DJV Show, so you can follow along with some of the things that we're talking about there. And we will continue with a focus on the stories here on the Talk Radio Review in just a moment.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 25% off custom flyers, brochures, postcards, or labels when you spend $70 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples. Ends 227. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/custom prints for details.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefits. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the talk radio review, a roundup of what the people who are on the DJV show have to say about the charts. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I want to, before we leave the people list, we were talking about Pelosi a minute ago. Didn't she say this week that she wanted to put in the budget security money so they could face the members of the other party, the enemies?
Yes, in the enemy is within.
Right. Okay, good for her.
Which is what's really unifying, to feel like, because I don't share a party with Nancy Pelosi, that I'm an enemy to the country.
You're the enemy, Jennifer.
I know.
Now, meantime, Joe Biden, number one on the list. Joe Biden called a bunch of Republican senators with whom he has served this week in the Senate to talk about the COVID stimulus, because there were Republicans that were putting up roadblocks to the stimulus package. So here's an interesting sign going back to his roots as a senator and his relationship and his ability. I think that that's a good sign. I don't know whether the bill's any good or not, whether there's a whole heck of a lot of pork in that bill, as we've been talking about. A lot of stuff's got nothing to do with COVID is in there, and that may be what they're rejecting. So maybe there needs to be some fluctuation. I thought something also this week was kind of interesting with regard to the president. They're reviewing some arms deals with the Saudis, with the United Arab Emirates, with some of the other Middle Eastern outfits. You know, remember when there was an agreement to supply a lot of munitions, but I guess what happens when it gets into, or potentially could get into the wrong hands. So that's under examination. One wonders how much of the other stuff is under examination. But do we think it's a good idea? I didn't think it was a good idea to give anything to Saudi Arabia. I'd like to see Saudi Arabia disappear from the face of the earth, as far as that's concerned, because they're no good. I don't know that much. The United Arab Emirates, they wanted to buy some F-35 jets.
They've got the money to do it in the UAE.
Yeah, they got all kinds of oil money. Yeah.
But how are they? I mean, I don't know. Just because you put up a bunch of, like, you know, skyscrapers and claim to welcome, you know, Westerners, I don't know.
They don't welcome.
My trust they welcome the money, sure.
And exactly. That's all they want.
They act like Lindsay Lohan is their goddess, you know, and, like, they get B-list celebrities over
there.
What did
you say, Jennifer?
Oh, no, they want the money, for sure. UAE is, I mean, it prides itself on bringing rich people over there all the time.
Yeah. All these come. If you go to Dubai, the opulence that's there, what it costs you to go there. Woo! Man. All right. Well, that's why they make movies there, I guess. It's 21 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Review. We share the story list with you in a matter of moments here on the review.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get back into it here. Our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find the charts at talkers.com or on any of our social media. Right in that, Jay, what you've done, you can now we're going to start every weekend to post the charts because it's an important part of our conversation. A lot of these things we have talked about on the DJV program, although our program is not necessarily just about top issues, the news talk issues. It's a lot of other things that are important to all of our lives, but these things certainly make it into our conversation. So if you have thoughts, right, what do you want them to do? You want to go look at the stories, Jay, and then
tell us. We have the charts up, the biggest stories of the week, the biggest people of conversation. We want to know what was the most important story for you in your life. What did you really grasp towards? Facebook, mm-hmm. Twitter, Instagram, at DJV Show. We want you to weigh in on this.
All right. Weigh in, please. Okay, so we're going to start now with a story list and get our conversation going with comments. Number 10, the passing of Larry King. What can be said about Mr. Ziegler that hasn't been said before? Right? And pretty much everybody's covered his passing.
I think he got a lot of really beautiful tributes. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy that, you know, I mean, he's not just for our industry starting in radio, but, you know, he was such a cultural icon. Kind of, I'd put him on par with, like, an Alex Trebek. And so
and
I think
originally
he's been on
Regis.
Exactly. So I think it was nice that it didn't get glossed over. He got a lot of really good attention.
Yep, right, exactly. Okay. Number 9, immigration reform. Who's paying for the wall and some issues with the LGBTQ community? What specific issues are there? I understand
housing. Housing was a big one. Yeah, housing in the military. So Biden overturned the ban against transgender soldiers. So Trump did that. He overturned that. And then the housing under Ben Carson's HUD, a lot of protections for LGBTQ people were stripped. So housing could discriminate against them. And so now that's been reversed. So
there's also from this side of the aisle, one of the big LGBTQ issues that people have been watching here is that Biden sided with LGBTQ over women. And made
not over women. That's not true.
Well, yeah. He ruined women's sports.
That's ridiculous, Jen.
Is Title IX gone?
Well, let me.
Ridiculous. What happens is that now, if you're a biological male, you can play on a team against biological females. females, and I think that's going to make it really hard.
If you are not for a lot of people to compete. If you are transgender, that's a very different thing. I have trans friends who are athletes too. That's totally not. That's not the case at all.
Biologically is what I'm saying. Now it is okay for a biologically male person
to pay. Transgender women have so much more estrogen than you and I have in our bodies right now. Trust me.
So
I have transgender female friends.
But you understand that for a female team.
But then what was the order
about? I know, but what was the order about? The order is allowing transgender women to play on a women's team. It's the same issue as bathrooms. It's the same
thing. But they're biologically male, correct?
They're no longer
biologically
male.
They've had their hoo-hoo eliminated, right?
What I'm saying is the estrogen levels in transgender women is higher than you and me.
Don't they have to give them estrogen, a lot of estrogen to combat the testosterone?
Yes, absolutely.
I've seen a lot of people who have felt that they have ruined women's sports.
Well, then those people are ill-informed. They're just ill-informed. That's not the case at all.
Well, according to
female sports, female sports are not going to be overrun with transgender women forming some Amazonian
army. It doesn't have to be overrun, but what if that ruins someone's shot at going somewhere because they're competing with someone who has
I was reading a story the other day about a guy who was a weightlifter from Russia, and he decided, this guy had like 24 inch arms, weighed 300 pounds, and he decided he wanted to be a woman, so had the sex change operation, and now is competing in bodybuilding and other power.
And he's beating
and
all the other women, right? That's
yeah,
the point.
Of course
you
he is, because he's got 24 inch arms. What
exactly.
are you going to do?
It's ridiculous, though. That's
well, it does happen. It's very interesting. It's an interesting social comment on where we are today, I think, as much as anything else. All right, coming up next half hour, the Senate and what's going on with the Democrats and Republicans. Can they play nice? We'll start with that.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A third COVID vaccine could be available in just a few months. Johnson & Johnson releasing data yesterday that shows its vaccine is 72% effective in the U.S. in preventing moderate and severe COVID. Well, that's lower than the effectiveness of the other vaccines. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells NBC News the new vaccine still has benefits.
Number one, it's a single dose, much more convenient. It doesn't require a very stringent cold chain. You can just keep it in a refrigerator. It's relatively cheap. and the company can make billions of doses.
If approved by the FDA and CDC, Johnson & Johnson expects to have 100 million doses by June. New York's governor defending how the state counted COVID deaths among nursing home residents. New York's attorney general finding this week that the state underreported the number of COVID nursing home deaths by over 50%. If a nursing home resident got COVID at the facility but died at the hospital, the state counted it as a hospital death. Governor Andrew Cuomo saying yesterday where the person died shouldn't matter. This is USA Radio News. President Biden wants a COVID relief bill passed soon, even if it isn't bipartisan. Most Republicans are opposed to his $2 trillion proposal and would like something smaller. Biden yesterday, though, says bold action is needed.
Millions of people are out of work, unemployed. Future millions that are held back for no good reason other than our failure to act. So the choice couldn't be clearer. We have learned from past crises the risk is not doing too much. The risk is not doing enough.
Without GOP support, Democrats could use the budget reconciliation process to pass the bill. That process calls for a simple majority instead of the 60 votes needed to avoid a filibuster. George W. Bush showing his support for a controversial GOP lawmaker. President Bush's chief of staff telling CNN yesterday that Bush will call Dick Cheney today to praise his daughter Liz Cheney, the Wyoming congresswoman drawing criticism from her fellow Republicans for voting to impeach President Trump. Bush expected to wish the former vice president a happy 80th birthday and thank him for his daughter's service. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back into the fold here with the charts from Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. Also, you can get them at djvshow.com. Follow that on the our social media at djvshow. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. We are up to number 8 on the story list, which is the focus on the Senate. Can there be a power-sharing deal? The filibuster is in the focus. I think we've talked about that a little bit, right?
There is, haven't actually. They got a deal this week. That was that was a piece of it. So Chuck Schumer wouldn't budge on committing not to end the filibuster. So McConnell went to Kristen Sinema in Arizona. Well, actually, he didn't go to it. I don't know how it went, but she said she wasn't going to vote to get rid of the filibuster, and so did Joe Manchin. So he, on a handshake with those two, he signed the deal with Chuck Schumer so they can operate, which is good for all of us that they figured it out.
Right. Okay. Number 7, the social media thing. I don't think there's anything new this week, is there? Victoria, the Facebook story that we had when we were focusing for the countdown on the top 5 stories of the week. Mm-hmm. There's no real, I mean, Facebook is Facebook. These guys are all a bunch of Alibaba and the 40 thieves. So
it's 533 million phone numbers are for sale on the dark web right now. So that's a lot of
phone
numbers.
From Facebook.
Well, they were stolen from Facebook, yeah. And the downside is, once again, Facebook seems to just, you know, have security. They have a real lack of security. And they've even had people go through the two-factor authentication, which I know drove you crazy last year when we tried to walk you through that.
Yep.
And yet, even though people did that with their phone numbers were still vulnerable. And that's kind of the lesson here. It's, you know, you don't need to put your phone number on Facebook. You do not need to have it in your account.
No social security numbers. Don't give your social security number to anybody but a bank And you only do that if you're looking for a loan or to open a new account.
You
know
what? They call from the Social Security Administration, like I always get.
Right, exactly. I get that, too.
Yeah, I've been getting those this week.
So annoying. Yeah. Don't answer anything.
They're not going to call you up.
For it. Yeah. Right. Don't fall
you're
for
out
it.
Of your
it scares
mind.
Older people. That's all it does. And,
yep.
you know, and we already deal with so many robocalls as it is. So now there's just going to be another influx.
Yep. All right. Let's see here. Number six. This seems like something that's been, we've hashed this out until the cows come home. The police reform stuff, reforming government, race relations. I mean, how much can you beat this horse to death? We've said, but maybe it's coming back up because February is African-American History Month, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's part of why it's showing up. Number five, the weather. I was talking on the air and off the air about where I am in Massachusetts. There's a cold front, the Polar Express or the Polar Vortex or what do they call it? Whatever. The
Polar Express.
Tom Hanks.
Whatever it is, it's a
pain. A Polar Vortex. But I was telling you about the atmospheric river that was in California this week.
Yeah, there's a lot of the weather. I just went over to the, I've got a thermostat on the corner of the studio, and it's right now reading 8 degrees. I went outside earlier to take the dog for a walk, and the wind just right through me. It hasn't been this cold here, excuse me, since February of 2015. So, hello. Welcome to a mild winter. We've had, actually, to this point, it has been pretty mild here in this neck of the woods. Victoria, you're in New Jersey. What's it like? Mm-hmm. What's the picture this weekend look like there?
Just windy and cold. Monday, it looks like we're going to get a big snowstorm. Well, I don't know how big. I'm right on the beach. The snow will fall. It lands for a second, and then it just dissipates. Right. So we really don't get a lot here. But I think down in D.C., where our Radio America studios are, I think they're going to get hit on Sunday. So it looks like it must be moving up from the south.
It is. It's from the. It's a southern low. So there's that. And speaking of the south, Jay is in Nashville. We got the weather from Jennifer, the rain. The skies have opened up out there. What's it like in Nashville?
It's just cloudy and 26 degrees, so it's cold, but there's no snow or anything. It's just cold and dreary.
Yes, dreary. Cloudy, dreary, ooh, that yucca bunga. That's what the Midwest feels like. Mid-south, Midwest in the wintertime is in the bowels of midwinter, yucca bunga. All right, number four is our relationship with China and Russia. More cheating, lying, stealing on the part of the Chinese. The business this week of who's being shut down. Most people don't even know this is going on because there aren't newspapers covering for whatever the reason. I don't know why the news media is covering its butt. How much money do they get from the Chinese?
I don't know.
Well, why are they so reluctant to cover up the lies that are coming from the Chinese? There are many provinces that are completely shut down. They won't let people travel. It's kind of a dicey situation.
But you know, it is a dicey situation, and it's dicey for journalists. And you know, I know that you know you like to crap on the news media, and they deserve it for most of it. But you know, last year we saw a record number of journalists being murdered while they were on site covering stories, whether it's China, North Korea, I mean Russia. This is the world is still a very dangerous place for journalism, and anybody who wants to go into where they've shut down Wuhan or whatever other province is shut down now. Good luck to them, and I applaud their bravery, but I wouldn't do it.
Speaking of
one thing about that real quick, because I think investigative journalism, I think Victoria's right about that, is that investigative journalism is, and pardon the pun, I don't mean it insensitively, but it's sort of dead. So the stuff that the journalists are reporting on right now are stuff that's handed to them, right?
Fluff.
They're not going,
right.
So that's what I think. That's what we're missing is the.
You're not seeing
initiative.
Walter Cronkite in a bulletproof vest anymore. You know, I mean, there are some journalists who are still willing to do that, but you know, look at the statistics from last year, and we talked about it on the DJV show. How many were murdered? Jamal Khashoggi alone. I mean, look at him. That was a couple years ago. That's probably the highest profile.
sadly, I think the appetite for people's for news overseas is really low. Everybody wants to focus on all the drama. And who hates who? My dad and I were talking about this, and he brought up such a good point. He's like, who knows what's happening in Russia or China or Iran or Israel? Because guess what? We don't actually even get that anymore, because everybody wants to know if Kellyanne is, you know, taking nude pictures of her daughter, or if Joe Biden Very doesn't true. Know how to put a pen in his pocket. I mean, everybody's focusing on all that yuck.
Nonsense.
Well, there's real stuff happening.
Yeah, that's. I mean, yeah. I still watch BBC America. I watch the BBC News as much as possible, just to kind of get, you know, another perspective of what's happening around the world.
It's sad to outsource it.
With that,
totally.
Remember the fellow that beheaded Daniel Pearl? He was a journalist that was in Pakistan in 2002. He was sentenced to life in prison. He's being released from prison. He was convicted and then he was acquitted. And that's the way their system works over there. The family appealed, and that was denied because it's Pakistan. What do you think is going to happen? The guy was on death row, and now the Supreme Court in Pakistan says he ought to be set free. The other men who were sentenced to life for their involvement in his kidnapping and beheading also be released. So Pakistan would be a good place to stay away from if you were a news person.
You want to be a journalist there, just like Daniel Pearl was. Yep.
All right, number three this week on the focus from talkers, the economy, this whole business about what we're going to do. Is there going to be another stimulus package? Does it become $1.9 billion? What does it do to the economy? And some certain sectors of the economy doing very, very well, others not doing so well. And when you look at the way the stimulus is supposed to work in this new package, there's all kinds of crap and pork in there, the usual, that has no business being in there, except that it's political. It's trying to change people and their habits and persuasions and stuff. Climate change. Get away from me with that stuff. Fix the economy now. And never mind all that other nonsense. That's my read on it. Ladies?
Well, the climate change stuff is, but the climate change stuff is, you know, a longer term. That's going to create a lot
of jobs.
It's
not going to fix. Yeah, but that's not today. Today, let's focus on
and
get your
political agenda. You can do two things at once. You can do a short game and a long game.
Now, are you kidding? The federal government has a hard time doing one thing at once. Never mind two things at once. So they can hardly imagine them as jugglers. They drop the ball at every turn.
Okay, but I'd rather still make the attempt than just give up and say, they can't do it.
The frustrating thing is, like, listening to John Kerry this week say that 90% of the pollution and 90% of the bad stuff is coming from other places, and that's not going to change necessarily.
What do you mean, other countries?
Yeah, with other people who are contributing.
China is the biggest. We contribute plenty.
India,
but China and India are off the charts.
Yeah. Putting these high-dollar things, and costing American jobs during a pandemic year, I think that's why there's a lot of people who are just like, are you kidding? We're going to take away all of these really good jobs, and you're going to tell me. I mean, one of the things he took criticism for.
What jobs are we taking away?
The Keystone Pipeline.
Those are temporary. Those are 35 permanent jobs that were
the
guaranteed
wall,
from that.
But they're infrastructure jobs, and they're good jobs, and they're good paying. And so someone like John Kerry stands up there who really hasn't worked a hard job in his life and says, well, you'll just work on solar panels now. Well, not for a 50-year-old who wants to retire in a few years. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Why would a 50-year-old want to work on a pipeline rather than a solar panel?
Well, they are. That makes sense.
This is part of the problem with this pejorative, just because he's a Democrat, he's a bad guy, or because he's a Republican, he's a bad guy. John Kerry was in the Vietnam War and was in some very difficult straits when he
I forgot about
he
that.
He was in the war, absolutely, but
so
he hasn't
that's
worked
his, that was his job.
In the public, he hasn't
then,
worked.
No,
right.
He's been an elected official since then, but I don't take away from him what he did when he was in Vietnam.
I don't think it's wise to try to make an argument of saying, oh, John Kerry's never worked a day in his life or a hard day. Like, Trump never did either. So, I don't know, there are a lot of people who have
but
never
But he signed a lot of paychecks for people. I think the point is that people who are in the private sector, who know how hard it is to make businesses work, and I think that was one thing that Trump did bring to the job, but it's really not about about him or John Kerry. It's not about either of them. It's about people who are losing their job and then being told by John Kerry that they can just go work on solar panels. Well, why should he tell them? What if they don't want to? What if they like their job that they have right now? What if
I want to stay on the farm? The jobs on the farm are dwindling.
Were temporary. That was
because
supposed to be 1 year.
Support the government has given under Trump for these big agribusinesses, that's totally, totally, totally wrong. The charts for the week of January 25th to the 29th here, it's story time. Number 10 on the story list is the passing of Larry King. A lot of talk about that for obvious reasons. Number 9, immigration reform. Number 8, the power sharing going on in the Senate. The number 7 item this week on the story list at Talkers Magazine is a focus on social media and the things that are going on by these people who have become too big for their britches. Race relations at number 6. Number 5, the weather, the cold weather that's going across the country later in the week and this weekend. Number 4, our relationship with China and Russia. Number 3, the economy. The focus on GameStop and all of that stuff. Number 2, the COVID situation. And number 1, what's going on in the capital. Washington, D.C. is the focus. That's it. That's the list. I'm Doug Steffen. All right. We got to get to number 1, and we will right after this.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority, and Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid, and in larger sizes so you can take on any cleaning job knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily Black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, Black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal, and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
A list from Talkers Magazine, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Every week, folks there do pretty much a strong analysis of what's going on talk radio, news talk radio around the country. The most popular format, according to the last 3 months' surveys of radio stations. Number 10 on the people list is Larry King. Number 9 is Vladimir Putin. Ted Cruz is number 8. Liz Cheney, number 7. Marjorie Taylor Greene, number 6. The two Democratic leaders, Schumer and Pelosi, number 5, tied in that position. Dr. Fauci is 4. Mitch McConnell is 3. Donald Trump is 2. And Joe Biden, as you might expect now, taking into number 1 position. Interesting, because some things revealed about McConnell and Trump, what they don't like about each other. So that's part of the conversation, I guess, this week. Courtesy of Talkers, I'm Doug Steffen. All right, here we are on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer and Victoria and Jay and Doug. Number 1 this week, at least according to the folks at Talkers, the insurrection investigation. I did notice that this guy, what's his name? Was it Chansley, who was the guy with the wolf head or
the
whatever,
horns.
The horns on?
whose mother was demanding he get organic food in jail.
Oh, yeah, that's genius.
He said, the lawyer said his client used to love the president, but now feels let down, and he's going to testify against him. Because he didn't get a presidential pardon.
I hope he
pardon.
Wears his horns.
Yeah, right.
But doesn't that pretty much doesn't that tell you what those people are about in the first place? I mean, most of them, including the couple of Congress people that have supported this stuff, they're nuts. And how do they get, are we that nuts? Is our society that nuts that we elect people like that to office? Aren't there better? We have so many bad people in office on both sides of the aisle, incompetent nincompoops. Many of them, as Jennifer was pointing out about Kerry, have never had a real job in their lives. They don't really know what the real world is about. Some of these young kids that are in there in their 20s, they don't know anything about anything.
That's why I love the term limits thing that Ted Cruz brought up this week. Bring it on. I'm for it.
Well, I'd like to limit him, too, so sure.
I know. He'd be limited as well. Absolutely.
He'd be good. I
wear
no law. He'd be good to kiss him goodbye. But there are lots of others in there that deserve to have much more scrutiny. Where the heck do these people come from? Unga bunga. All right, so it is the overview of the charts from Talkers. Check them out at dgvshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria and Jennifer and Jay here, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Tech Talk time with Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen going through the top five items, counting them down, the top five items from the world of technology this week. And the first matter of fact comes from those who are promoting the Super Bowl. And so what's the deal? What's this? Who's going to be upset by this news, Victoria?
So this is kind of an interesting story. I've been asking around. You know, my husband has a toe in the sports world. And so I've been asking him, has he seen anyone reacting to the news that the Super Bowl will not be streaming in 4K or HDR this year because it's on CBS and they just don't have that infrastructure. NFL games that have aired on Fox, everyone knows if you have a 4K TV or even just a really, you know, a good TV, you see how clear the picture is. It's really incredible. So they broadcast all their games in 4K, and CBS has never done that. And now for the Super Bowl, they're not going to do it either. And so apparently the word has not really gotten out yet to sports fans. So I think on the day of the game, we're going to see a lot of angry people on social media saying that the picture doesn't look that good. But the truth is, that is the deal. CBS has made this announcement. Whether people have picked it up or not yet, it seems like they aren't paying attention. But this is, you are, if you have a 4K TV and you are expecting the, you know, the standard crystal clear picture, you may have to lower your expectations because it's probably not going to happen. But we'll have to wait and see what the social media response will be, because I bet people are going to think that their screen looks a little blurry.
All right, next up, Elon Musk.
Yeah, Elon Musk, who's always sort of has his finger on the pulse of, well, cutting-edge technology as well as social commentary. He's quite the public figure at this point. He announced that he's donating $100 million to develop a prize for the best carbon capture technology. Essentially, what that means is now everyone, this contest is open to anyone who is going to create new carbon capture technology. This sucks carbon out of the air, and then it gets carbon dioxide gets sucked out of the air, then it gets recycled, and it gets made into sustainable fuel. It's another, you know, Microsoft has donated $1 billion. Bill Gates matched it with a second $1 billion fund. This is definitely the way that cutting-edge tech is going. And the interesting thing is the price tag for capturing one ton of carbon dioxide is $600. So essentially, with this new carbon capture tech that Elon Musk is hoping to develop or sponsor, they want to lower that price to bring it way, way down to make it really cheap to capture carbon dioxide from the atmosphere.
Number three on our list of the top five technology stories is a focus on Sling TV.
Sling TV, the streaming service that a lot of people are using, millions and millions of customers really like Sling, and I think they were hoping that Sling would not raise prices, but this is 2021, and everybody has cut, I mean, the number of people who cut the cord from cable in 2020 was pretty astounding, and so everybody flocked to the streaming services, and they're making a profit. So Sling TV is the latest one. They've gone, they've raised their prices. The orange and blue channel packages will go up by $5, so that'll be $35 a month for new subscribers, $50 a month when you bundle them together. The good news is if you are an existing Sling customer, they have the one-year price guarantee, so you won't see the new prices go up until August. But if you're a new customer looking to make a jump to a different service, then you are going to have to pay these extra prices. The Sports Extra for live sports, that package went up by $1. That's $11 a month now. You can add on other bundles. They've got different premium packages. Everything's going up. On the other side of that, they're trying to offset this bad news with a little more DVR space. So you'll get a few extra hours. It's now 10 extra hours of DVR. It brings a total of 50 hours per month. And if you have the DVR add-on, the Plus, then you'll get 200 hours of DVR. And as we know, this is what everyone's doing now. Everybody's binging like crazy, so people need as many DVR hours as possible.
All right, number two, a focus on Facebook once again.
Yep, here's some bad news, and there's nothing you can do about it, so I'm sorry to even bring this story up, but if you're getting a lot of extra spam calls on your phone number, check in your Facebook account and see which number you had listed when you signed up, because Facebook is dealing with 533 million users whose phone numbers have been sold on the dark web. So there's nothing you can do. I would say just make sure, you know, either put a fake number when you sign up for accounts, don't put your real phone number ever, and that's probably the best thing you can do when you're signing up for something.
Mm-hmm. Number one, Apple issues a warning.
This was not the biggest story of the week, but to me, this is definitely the most impactful, especially because my father has a pacemaker and an iPhone. So if you have an Apple iPhone, Apple has now issued a warning. Keep it at least 6 to 15 inches away from the left side of your chest. Do not put it in your chest pocket. Keep it away from your defibrillator. Keep it away from the pacemaker. It will definitely cause fluctuations in how it performs, which is dangerous.
Thank you, Victoria. With the top five tech stories this week, I'm Doug Stephan at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.